views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System, is a transformative hit show that will explore the interconnection between ourselves, our community, and our world. Dr. Julie is joined by visionary leaders and change makers to explore innovations and what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Now here's your host, Dr. Julie Kroll.
Hello, this is Dr. Julie Kroll, and you are listening to The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. I hope you stay with us for this next hour. We are going to explore more than our interconnected lives. There's so much goodness yet to come here. Every Tuesday on The Dr. Julie Show, we have some of the world's leading visionaries and experts helping you to explore your connection to self, spirit, community, nature, and all things working in the world. And speaking of what's working, imagine going through your own personal crisis and deciding to put everything in storage, move halfway around the world, and dedicate your time and energy to serve others and focus on something greater than yourself. Imagine inspiring and helping others to see beauty and grace in a world of slavery, poverty, oppression, and violence. Imagine pawning your wedding ring to help build a house for a single mother and her children. These are all pieces of a beautiful story in a not-so-beautiful reality and show the resilience and resolve of the human spirit. I invite you to be inspired by this woman and her story, how you too can listen to the impulse of that inner voice, step up, and make a difference no matter where you live, what you do, or what your circumstances. So, a lot is working in the world of this woman. I want to invite you to take a few deep breaths and bring your awareness into this moment as I welcome my guest, Patricia Michael Melnice. Welcome, Patricia.
Dr. Julie, it is such an honor to be here today, and I'm really grateful that you've invited me. Thank you.
Thank you. You know what? I saved your bio. I'm going to tell our listeners to go and check out who you are. But we have so much to talk about. And you are the founder, and I like to call it steward, of a nonprofit organization called Tough Angels. And wow, I have just been in awe of you for so many years watching all of this emerge and unfold in your life. And so I want to talk to our listeners about that. But first, traditionally on the show, I get to put you on the spot here. I like to ask our listeners, or excuse me, my guests, to share this shared vision that we have. I know that you know that what you're doing in the world is making a difference everywhere. I know we've talked about social media keeping us connected, but we really like to talk about our interconnected system here, our one consciousness, one creation, and hence the name of our show, All Things Connected. So I know linking and connecting is really important in your world. Patricia, help our listeners know, what does All Things Connected mean to you?
Well, Dr. Julie, I think that first, what is so crystal clear to me is that we're a global family. I mean, through technology and travel, we're all so connected, which is a lot different than it has been decades past. There is a tremendous connection, I think, with women going on right now, and I'm so excited about that because I really think that we can influence change in a lot of areas that are hurting.
So true, and that is what you are dedicating your life to, and I want to talk a lot about that. We're going to talk about Tough Angels and the vision and the mission of that. But as we, you know, are taping this show live today, a lot is going on in the world with women and children, and I know this is fits right into your mission you're passionate about with Tough Angels. So fill us in. What is going on?
Well, I wanted to use this opportunity to talk a little bit about the 276 girls that were kidnapped in Nigeria. This was almost a month ago, and we've had very little mainstream press in the U.S. on this. As of, I guess, early this morning, they reported that 8 more girls have been kidnapped. This is a terrorist group in Nigeria, and reports say that some of the girls have already been trafficked across the borders into other countries, into sex slavery. And I believe the youngest girl is 11 or 12. What I would really like to stress and encourage your listeners to do is there have been unprecedented numbers of people on social media, and it's really having an impact on the international community and putting pressure on them to step up and address this situation. Now, and in no way, shape, form, or fashion am I suggesting or promoting war. And I think that when I have posted on my Facebook page about this atrocity, you know, a lot of people immediately go to, you know, this is going to become another war. And with using social media, and the hashtag is Bring Back Our Girls. And if you put that on all your social media, it is trending right now, and people are starting to protest in the streets, and it's really bringing awareness to this issue. And I, in my heart of hearts, I believe that we can solve this, or we can have an impact in this situation through a peaceful voice, or using social media peacefully instead of force. Mm. So I'd like to, just like I said, encourage your listeners to use hashtag Bring Back Our Girls and keep this up.
Yeah, absolutely. I love your reference to the peaceful voice, because that's what it's all about here. And social media is another way that we can stay all connected and bring about change. And that is your life's mission. So if you don't mind, I want to start at the beginning, and we're going to tell this story, and then hopefully we can come back to the present day with some of these other things that are going on. Because several years back, you are going through your own personal tragedy, and you might not call it a tragedy, but your own crisis. And you put things in storage and take off and leave for 6 months. Tell us about that. What was that all about? How did you, where did this inspiration or this impulse come from?
After 24 years of marriage, I found myself standing in the wreckage of a divorce, and I knew that I didn't want this to be my story. I needed my life to be about something bigger than a divorce, and I really felt like the way through that was for myself to be of service. I had been on every continent in the world except Africa, and you know, to be 100% honest, that was the reason that I went to Africa, because I wanted to say, you know, in my lifetime, I've been on every continent. I ended up going to South Africa for 6 months, and I lived and volunteered there. I worked alongside an organization that rescued children and infants that had been raped. It was a life-changing experience. I was really fortunate because I did go independently by myself to South Africa. I was able to volunteer with the police. I was able to get into, you know, the judicial system and hospitals and social workers. And so I got a really good bird's eye view of what they're dealing with in South Africa. So my work, I founded Tough Angels, a nonprofit. I never aspired to having a nonprofit. In fact, I have a degree in fashion. So this, I was more surprised than anyone. But the fact is that after immersing myself in that for 6 months, I, number one, could see that, yes, indeed, one person can make a difference. And two, it was in my blood. I came home and I knew it was impossible to turn my back on this. And, you know, primarily because I did see that, I was having an impact. And even if that is one child or one woman at a time, it is impacting others. So that was in 2009 that I got back from South Africa and started my nonprofit, and I've been doing this since. In that time, I pawned my wedding ring to help a Zulu woman that had taken street children in to her home. She lived in a rusted tin shack, no running water, no electricity, and she was probably one of the most beautiful souls I have ever met in my life. Here are people that have nothing, and yet they are so grateful for the air they breathe and the sky. And they taught me so much about what gifts we have that so often we ignore or take for granted.
Patricia, that is one of the most powerful stories we have, and I really want to talk about that more because it really pulls things in, and then you listening to that voice. So we need to take a quick break. You're listening to the Dr. Julie Show. We're with Patricia Michael Melnice. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more on Tough Angels.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic Coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Want to experience a deeper spiritual connection, reduce stress, and overcome anxiety? You can take control of your life now with the power of meditation. Let Jennifer Farmer, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher, show you how easy it is to develop your natural intuitive gifts, manage chronic pain, and live abundantly with a consistent meditation practice. Sign up now for Jennifer's newsletter at jenniferfarmer.com to receive a free healing meditation and watch her free instructional videos at jenniferfarmer.com.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit I Am Energy.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
We're back on the Dr. Julie Show, and this is Dr. Julie Kroll. My guest today is Patricia Michael Melnice, who is with us talking about Tough Angels, a nonprofit that does some amazing work in the world. And I just want to take you back, Patricia. So you're going through this divorce, and you think, I'm just going to go to this continent. But there's this voice saying, help and do what you can, and you are making a difference, even if it's one. A lot of people don't rearrange their life to go in alignment with that voice. But for whatever reason, you did, and you did in powerful ways. And I want to take you back to the wedding ring story again, because it's important. But go back to your seeing it make a difference, and you come home and you say, I have to do something. What was that like? What was that process?
Well, number one, there was this little girl that I just fell in love with there. Her name is Lisipo. And when I met her, she was four. I'm looking at a photograph of her right now. And whenever I feel overwhelmed or like, I can't do this anymore, all I have to do is look at that child. And I feel like she is the promise that you know, we can change, we can evolve. One other thing that has really kept me going is the Zulu woman that I helped when I pawned my wedding ring. The way that happened was I was out of money because I had spent 6 months there living on my own, and I had nothing left to help her. So I thought, well, I have this wedding ring that I don't need. And when I pawned that, I wrote home to my friends to tell them that I wanted to raise enough money through my wedding ring that I could at least make her house weatherproof. Again, she had no electricity, no water. And the number at the time, she had 11 children in this little tiny house. Mm. Gaping holes in it, and you know, water would come in and drench, you know, everything from the rains and so forth. So when I wrote home to my friends, then friends started sending in money to help us, and I wasn't a nonprofit at that point. And we built her a house. It's her first time in her life that she's had running water and electricity. And the thing that she said to me that is also it's a statement that I go back to when I wonder, you know, if I should keep doing this. And she said, Dizzy, I have been in a hole all my life, and a lot of people came by and looked at me in the hole, but you got down in the hole with me and helped me out, and now I am somebody. Yes. And all I have to do is think of that, and I am recharged and re-energized and, you know, ready to keep pushing forward.
Wow, what a powerful story. You know, I believe in every cell of my being that there's this divine intelligence that's helping us create more connectivity and more wholeness in our world. And here you are listening to that impulse and just saying, okay, I'll do what I can. And the wedding ring story is incredible that, you know, you're out of money too, and here you are on another continent, and your generosity comes through. What a beautiful testament to the human spirit.
Yes, and you know, at the time, it wasn't even a thought. It was just, this is what we're supposed to do. You know, I didn't need that wedding ring, and just the momentum by doing that, what that started. And then also, this is a very unique way that I have started fundraising. you know, what woman doesn't have a piece of broken jewelry, a stray earring, you know, old class rings, whatever? I started a fundraising project that's called Rings of Hope, and people can send in their jewelry, and then I take it to a refinery. I have it melted down, and that money then funds Tough Angels projects. And, you know, especially in this economy, it's hard for people to donate, and there's so much help needed everywhere. But this seems like an easy way for people to see things that aren't, that they don't need anymore, and it really does add up. I mean, even backs to earrings, you know, once you start accumulating that, it really does add up. So that's been a phenomenal way to not only to raise money, but for exposure, because it is unique. And then that, the Rings of Hope, I'm raising money for to support a gender-based violence resource center in Lodwar, Kenya, called Wings of Hope. And I can tell you about that later on if you'd like.
Yeah, I'd love to hear more about that. Let's talk about then you come back, and the Rings of Hope are real tangible. It's something that's sitting in the back of a drawer, and it literally makes a huge difference, like it did for the Zulu woman that you were working with. So you come back and you say, I have a mission. I'm starting Tough Angels. Let's start there before we go into the resource center and say, what have you been doing since 2009? What's your mission and your vision?
You know, my vision is really that because I do, my work addresses sexual violence, I want to be alive to see where rape and sexual violence is as reprehensible as cannibalism. Now, I think we can get there. I believe it. But I believe it's going to take a lot of work, and it's going to take a lot of brutal honesty, you know, to talk about this. And it's such a closeted crime, you know, because there's so much shame and self-blame connected with it. So that's my long-term vision. I want to live to see that day. Short-term is... present state is that trying to reach as many people with helping them with safety and therapy. And then the big thing is awareness. And people don't want to hear about rape. And, you know, and especially it's really difficult to hear, to even comprehend that little children and babies this is happening to, especially in the developing world. The percentage is exponentially higher than what is happening here in the U.S., even though we have our own host of problems here. Julie, it's awareness, it's talking about it, and it's also encouraging men to come on board with us, because we have to have men be a voice for this too. And also, since I've started this and really been open about the atrocities that happen around this, men are starting to come forward and saying, I was raped too. Now, I think this is major progress, and I think it is far more prevalent than we would ever guess. And, you know, there's such a stigma to men and this issue. But, you know, I've had men call me from the military, athletes, professional athlete, in fact, where, you know, it was kind of a rite of passage in certain sports or certain men clubs. And, you know, boys that are grown men now that have never talked about their sexual assault and still trying to deal with it. And this issue, it carves on your soul. It affects your decision making. I believe it affects your parenting, everything. So, you know, it's a major issue that we really have to talk about.
I couldn't agree with you more. There is so much out there, and I love what you're doing with the hope piece, and I really appreciate that you're not just doing the public awareness and the education piece, but that you're offering hope through healing. And I want to talk more about that when we come back from break two, because there is hope and people can heal, but until we acknowledge this and come from that place and get it out of the closet, like you said, especially with these men, the healing can't take place. And so this is a really important topic. We are going to take another break, but before we do, Patricia, can you give our listeners your contact information? What is the website where they can reach you?
Yes, it is toughangels.org, and my personal email address is Patty, P-A-T-T-Y, at toughangels.org.
Excellent. Okay, listeners, you can find them at toughangels.org. You're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more hope and healing with Tough Angels. Stay with us.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
You can have it all. Join Dr. Richard Bartlett and Melissa Joy for our mind-blowing Festival of the Healing Arts coming to Seattle May 16th through the 25th. For the first time, we'll be teaching the entire Matrix Energetic Seminar package back-to-back in one location.
And this is the thing I like about Matrix Energetics. There are many theories and concepts out there about using quantum physics and other aspects that we know of, that science now knows of, that the world around us is essentially made out of energy and information. But Matrix Energetics gives you the insights that you need, the consciousness technology, if you will, to apply that in your own world and bring about the change that you would like to see.
Matrix Energetics, consciousness technology for transformation and healing. Join us for a free introductory course Friday, May 16th from 7 to 9 p.m. Seminars will be at the DoubleTree Seattle Airport. Visit MatrixEnergetics.com for a seminar coming to a city near you. Come as you are and leave transformed.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
We're back on the Dr. Julie Show. This is Dr. Julie Kroll, and I am here with Tough Angels number one advocate, founder and steward, Patricia Michael Melnice. And I'm looking at this beautiful Facebook page on my screen here as well, with beautiful pictures of beautiful people in the banner, and of course you embracing that small child, Patricia. You know, Tough Angels, you came back in 2009 and just had to found this. And I know that we were just talking about treatment and education, information, and I remember reading the one story of the myth of HIV and how over there, if you could talk more about that, and that might lead into what you've been doing and where we're going, but that there's a myth about HIV and how we can cure it?
Right. The work that I do, I have done work in South Africa and Kenya, and then have helped to fund a project in South Sudan. What has been really important and vital for me is that, number one, I am not going into these countries wanting to westernize them. And number two, it is having respect for these people, their cultures, their traditions. There's a lot of rich stuff in there. Unfortunately, there's the flip side of that, too. And in South Africa, rapes can be blamed on, they believe in a tribal myth that you can cure AIDS by having sex with a virgin child. And it's astonishing, and yet I have really had to condition myself to try and see it from the other side. And that is that there's no education there. There's very little information in the rural areas about HIV. They're scared. They're dropping off like flies, and they don't know what's wrong. They don't even call it HIV in a lot of these areas. They call it the disease. So, you know, there's so many myths and superstitions that, you know, this has started, and it is out of control. Now, conversely, in Kenya, this is where the learning curve gets steep, because you can't assume that, you know, the reasons for sexual violence apply the same way in different countries in Africa. And, for example, Kenya, most of the sexual violence and the gender-based violence is either about transactional sex for food and water, or they're women being used as weapons of war that are coming into the refugee camp from across borders from other countries. So you have to look at each situation, number one, with respect, and number two, with an open mind, so that it allows them to tell you, you know, what the issues are. In Kenya, we had scheduled a meeting with local people in another area. We went to interview them about gender-based violence. We were sitting under this huge tree. There was a tribal chief. There were some women there, community leaders, you know, pastor and so forth. And we were talking to them about, you know, violence. And we actually had this on our radar in terms, this location, and put in terms of putting in another gender-based violence resource center. While I was sitting in this circle under the tree, I was watching the women, and I could tell that something was wrong, the looks on their faces. So I interrupted, and I said, you know, are you having a problem with violence? And they said, yes, of course, but we need water. And so, you know, once again, you can't presume that you know what their problems are. I thought I was at the bottom of the barrel with rape, and there was even further to go. So, like I said, I think a lot of Westerners, from what I've been told, is that, you know, we think we know what they need, and that's not, I think that's when we do damage. Mm. And that is also the motto for Tough Angels, is no new damage. So, you know, I am really particular about, you take slow steps. And, I keep that in the back of my mind at all times.
So give us an example of what slow steps might be. Here you are having a meeting, and the women with that look on their face say, we need water. Right. What happens next?
Well, because my nonprofit is really based on gender-based violence and you know, sexual assault, a partner that was there at the meeting, then we backed up, and the partner then started to look at, all right, can we put a water pump in here first? And so, you know, you have to be able to step back and reorganize and be flexible enough to do that, which, you know, that can be really frustrating too, because you think you have a plan, you think you have the route that you're going to go, and then you realize, okay, here's a monkey wrench thrown in.
Hmm.
So the partner that was there at the meeting, his group is putting in a water pump for this community. So that's the slow step. We needed to back up and address this, you know, essential need that they had first.
Yeah. So Patricia, how do you do the healing there? I'm sure there's a language barrier. I know you're using a lot of creative modalities and the arts, but what do you do with healing?
Well, the Gender-Based Violence Resource Center in Lodwar, is the walls are up and the roof is on. Once we get the funds coming in to support the staff and so forth, then we will introduce, when the resource center is open, we will have therapeutic support there, spiritual support if they need that, education and training about HIV, and the big thing is training about consensual sex, which even here in the U.S., I think we could all use a lesson on. And then nonverbal modalities of healing, because you have so many different dialects coming into the refugee camp. And so the nonverbal modalities of healing, such as art and music, dance, therapy, meditation, yoga. I mean, these are all things that, you know, we can use to help them access their healing. Did that answer your question, Julie?
Yeah, yes, because that's what I hear a lot about the continent is even within really small close regions, the dialects are different. And I know you're in several different places over there working with the people. So the language has got to be a challenge.
Right. Yeah. And that's why we thought this approach would be, it's new, and it can answer, you know, some barriers that we have. A colleague of mine works for IsraAid, and they have developed a curriculum and have started presenting this in South Sudan. And they say the results are measurable. I am going to work in conjunction with them and transfer that curriculum to Kenya. There's no need in reinventing the wheel. And I think that what they're learning in South Sudan, we can just transfer that and, you know, start from there. So I'm really excited to get this started.
Mm. Yes. Now, you have a huge project that's undergoing construction right now, so we're going to talk about that after the break. I want to remind our listeners that they can find you and more, so much more about Tough Angels and beautiful images of all those beautiful faces of women and children and like you said, even men and boys. So I'm going to remind our listeners, you can find Tough Angels at toughangels.org and look them up on Facebook too, right under Tough Angels. You have 40,000 people there and people are loving your posts. So I really appreciate your Facebook page. Thanks for that. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, hear more about the Wings of Hope project that's under construction right now. Stay with us. We'll return.
Tune in to to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
We are back, and you are listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. This is Dr. Julie Kroll, and we've been talking with the beautiful, amazing Patricia Michael Melnice with Tough Angels, and there's so many beautiful things going on. First, I want to just remind our listeners, if you want to listen to this archive, send the link to a friend, pass the word along, all the archives are listed on www.thedrjulieshow.com. You can find old shows there and look and see what's coming up next. So please stay connected there and stay connected all week on our Facebook page, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie. We have had an amazing conversation, and Patricia, I admire you so much for listening to that impulse and following through. And because of that, amazing things are beginning to happen. I know we listen to the news and see this, the horrible situation that has come up over the last couple of weeks and again today with the young girls. But you are literally building a resource center, and the walls and the roof are up. Tell us about that, Wings of Hope.
This is another example, Dr. Julie, of being able to step back and readjust your plan, because when we went into Lodwar and talking to the people and the planning stages of this, the women, it's a patriarchal society, and the women aren't valued. And I think that leads, that is a result, not a result, that results in the gender-based violence. Before we started building the building, we put in a sustainable agriculture project, and I specified this had to be a women's project. So the locals formed a committee of women, and they are on their second harvest of in the Sustainable Agriculture Project. It has raised their status in the community. I mean, you should see them. They walk taller. They have pride and self-worth. So, again, that's about being open to what their needs are. So, yes, it's very exciting about the resource center going in. I wanted to talk a little bit about how I'm inspired to keep going, because this is, you know, you run a nonprofit, and basically I've been a one-woman nonprofit. You're entering the arena, and, you know, you're going to get beat up. It's tough. But there are victories that make you forget about, you know, how rough it is to do this work. One story that I like to keep in my heart is the second time I went back to Lodwar, Kenya. When we drove up and I got out of the truck, there were women, and they were like jumping up and down and chanting something. And the interpreter said, they're saying, she came back. They were talking about me. So I had a photograph on my iPad of this woman that I had met the first time that I was there. And her name is Mary. And she had been beaten by her husband and so was completely blind in one eye. The first time that I was there, I got a photograph of her, and it's the most beautiful photograph. She has on this bright yellow dress and this bright head wrap, and her head is thrown back, and she's like, has her mouth wide open, smiling from ear to ear, and she was dancing. And this photograph is just, it's exquisite. It's so beautiful. So I got my iPad out and brought her picture up on it and showed it to her. All the women, like, crowded around, and she starts crying, and the other women are crying and dancing, and I'm thinking, what have I done? And the interpreter said, she's never seen herself before because there's no mirrors. And so when she was looking at this picture of herself, it was amazing, and she was queen for a day. All these women, you know, gathered around her and were clapping, and everyone was so happy. And it was such a unique experience for them. So this time when I go back, I'll be going back in late May. I'm going to take printed photographs to leave with them of all the women that I have pictures of.
Oh, wow.
So that's, you know, those are the stories those are the experiences that make up for the difficulties of running a nonprofit.
Yeah, and, you know, it's such a heavy load. The content of the realities that you're facing is really heavy and dark, and yet those stories of the light, how inspiring. And the thing that I'm struck with, Patricia, is it's the simple little things that create joy and pleasure, and just you remembering them and you coming back and showing the images. It's simple little things make a huge difference.
Right. And it just, I think that one gift that I have is being able to accept them completely as they are, and people feel that. You know, you have a mutual respect and honor for them as people. But then as you get to know them, these are incredible people that have hearts of gold and so much appreciation for the simple things. And sometimes I wonder if it's them that are here to teach the rest of us a lesson.
Amen. Amen. Right. Hey, so what can our listeners do? We talked about some of the ways that you've raised funds, and even if people can't give, they can always find those things. But what else can they do to support this cause, to raise awareness, to help out? What can our listeners do?
Well, as you mentioned, my Facebook page is a good place to to get information. And also, I will keep that updated with information about the Nigerian girls. So if anybody wants, because I've got some good contacts where I'm getting pretty recent updates. So there's my Facebook page and my website, of course. What I really encourage people to do, I know times are tough on people, but please, you know, we can use our voices. And I think that can have such an impact. And it's not just using our voices for what's happening in Africa, or it is happening out our back doors here. You know, having difficult discussions, having discussions with your sons, and the men and so forth, and being brave enough to talk about consensual sex, which is really simple. You ask, and unless you get a resounding no, it's not, or a resounding yes, it's not consensual. And I think that we have, as Americans, we've gotten away from that. So, you know, it's going back to the awareness piece, the advocacy piece, being an activist for, you know, protecting women and children. This just should not be happening. We should not be dealing with this nightmare. We're smarter than this. We're bigger than this. And I think that just the pressure and the knowledge that we share by speaking is can really make a difference. And the thing about the jewelry, I have had people tell me that it's been really fun to like have, you know, a cocktail party or a brunch or whatever, invite your girlfriends, tell them to bring, you know, any broken, unused, repurposed, unwanted jewelry, and, you know, collect it at a little get together. And then all the information is on my website about how to get that to me. And the Rings of Hope project, all of those proceeds go directly to the project. So I don't have a paid staff. I'm not paid. This is all, and as my nonprofit grows, I realized that that's not a good way to run a business. I'm going to have to change that. But for now, it's total heart that this is run on.
It's heart and integrity, and I love your big heart. It is resounding around the planet, and I appreciate you so much, Patricia, and hope that our listeners will check you out on the Facebook page or toughangels.org. It's such a worthy cause and just lifts up our spirits with hope that people like you are reaching out. So thank you so much for sharing your story with us today.
Thank you, Dr. Julie. It's just been a pleasure.
Oh, my pleasure and my honor. And listeners, again, check out toughangels.org and stay tuned every Tuesday right here for the Dr. Julie Show, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. Hey, make connection your intention. Live into your wholeness. We'll see you next week.
Been listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as you journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com for next week's guests and to catch up on past shows. See you next week.
Tune
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope, and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Want to improve your spiritual connection? Connect with a loved one in the spirit world. Develop your spiritual gifts? Call respected, recognized, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher Jennifer Farmer to schedule your transformative in-depth reading. These powerful sessions offer healing insights from the spirit world and personal guidance for all areas of your life. Call Jennifer at 727-324-9668. That's 727-324-9668. And visit jenniferfarmer.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope, and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. What does the word healing mean? Many think that healing merely means eliminating symptoms. However, based on my many years as a healer, I have a much broader perspective on the word. Healing can manifest in a variety of ways, including having physical problems resolve, becoming more emotionally centered, experiencing better relationships, gaining greater clarity, and feeling more spiritually connected. True healing always includes some level of transformation. Whatever form healing takes, there is one commonality, an improvement in quality of life. To me, the highest form of healing goes beyond aligning with wellness. It comes from recognizing our soul's voice and allowing it to speak through us. And in that sense, don't we all yearn to heal into our wholeness? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, 800-203-3775.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections, with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelmed and stress? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath. To signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is, sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.